AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The University of Missouri is seeing renewed calls for its president's ouster after the football team weighed in over the weekend. At least 30 black football players announcing they will not take part in team activities until President Tim Wolf is removed. Grad student Maxwell Little says they're calling attention to racial inequality on campus.
The students want a voice in decision-making at this institution, not only in the classroom, not in student activities, but in large areas coming from executive administration onto the board of curators. When we're sitting at the table with those individuals selecting our next president.
President Obama and Israel's prime minister meet in Washington today. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports one thing that won't be on the table is a finalized Mideast peace deal.
Administration officials say the president's reluctantly concluded there's no hope of a deal before he leaves office, especially in view of Netanyahu's statement declaring conditions not right for a Palestinian state. So we're told the two will discuss a far more limited series of steps aimed at averting more bloodshed, like the months of clashes unleashed by a fresh dispute over Jerusalem's holy sites.
Israel's defense ministry says its troops shot and killed a Palestinian woman at a West Bank checkpoint after she pulled a knife on guards. Next, checking a historic election in Myanmar. The election commission there says the vote count of the first 12 seats from Yangon shows an opposition sweep. The AP's Vijay Joshi is covering the results.
The State Election Commission has said they will start announcing the official results in late afternoon or early evening. But I think these are going to be very slow results. They'll come from the urban areas, and they will favor the opposition.
A late-season tropical depression is approaching the central Bahamas, and forecasters do expect it to strengthen to a tropical storm. This is AP Radio News. It's a vacation paradise for visitors, but that's not an apt description for many of Hawaii's homeless.
We've actually been told by some of the city crews to be invisible. And they said, how do you want us to do that?
Hawaii has 487 homeless per 100,000 people. That's the nation's highest rate per capita, above New York and Nevada. Honolulu spends $15,000 a week to sweep away homeless camps. Well, Denver is no longer among the undefeated NFL teams. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning on their 27-24 loss to Indianapolis.
When you don't play as well as you'd like on the road, it's hard to win, against good football teams. And they are a good football team, and we didn't play our best.
Debuting at the top of the weekend box office, Spectre.
You're obviously crazy, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
It took in $73 million. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.